If you guys didn't know, that's piss poor.
All right, guys, we're getting into
roll
it.
Roll Tide.
All those games. How many games were played? 200 and...
In all, well, we finished 184 in the regular season. 184 in the regular season.
Down to 12. Down to 12 teams. 12-team bracket, if you guys don't know, it's on. Manny posted that. So, seeds real quick. RBK's at the 1. Wild Boys at the 2. Showtime at the 3. DFB at the 4. Now, we've split it up. Two locations, Cypress and Downey. One side of the bracket will be in Cypress. One side of the bracket will be in Downey. We will talk about these games, and I'm sure you guys will chime in with all of the numbers that we so desperately want. Let's start off with the...
Before we go on, though, I do want to say thank you to all our staff, because it's been one hell of a season. So to all the videographers, all the refs, all the people who are our field managers made this possible to be able to run two sites, you know, simultaneously. Thank you for all your hard work. Again, this is the first time we do this kind of bracket for D1. The D1. We've been doing this for D2, and honestly, it's been amazing. You get the 12 best teams in. For D2 before, it used to be 13, but did 12. And you get the new matchups. You get different teams playing different teams. You know, we explained the bracket back in December. I think it was something that people didn't really understand until they actually saw it. And I don't think it's something we're ever going to go back from, just because it's just the popularity of it and the matchups are so intriguing.
Mm-hmm.
But go ahead.
So why the hell not? Yeah. Good enough teams. Yeah. Good enough good teams. Yeah. Oh, we're going to go Cypress bracket first. So we will do the 6 o'clock games. We'll start off with Ballers and OTF, the 8 and the 9 seed. Now, on paper, evenly matched. Amaya, I'm hoping you're going to tell me the same thing.
Are we going to... Want to go into that?
I'll give my 2 cents first. Is OTF is a D2 team. It is only the third D2 team to make the playoffs
in their first.
They're D2 champion,
and they made the playoffs in the first season. They made it.
They're the first one not to get up.
Between them and Irish Bombers, this is probably the best D2 championship representation in D1.
Yeah.
Honestly, I give hats off to them, because you know they added Jason. In the middle of the season, who knows where they would have been earlier. See, every one of their games has been competitive. Even their game this weekend against Spartans was a really good game. That's a team that's not going to back down from anyone. And they're only going to get better. You know, there's only Jason's, I think, like 4th game with them playing together.
If he beat Spartans, he would have joined the team and been undefeated.
So, again, it's one of those deals where this is a good OTF team. This is not the usual... Hey, the D2 champ moved up. They got their butts kicked. Haha, welcome to D1 team. So that's good them. On the other hand, you have a Ballers team who's a perennial playoff contender. But this season, and Amaya will probably get into it in a little bit, it just was not the typical Ballers team that we knew. I mean, Fidel was out. You know, Charles wasn't playing. They added some very talented pieces, but it just something seemed off. They won the games at the end that they should have to get into the playoffs, but it's not the typical Ballers team that we're used to. Go ahead.
So give a little credit to Paul Jones for the idea in the captain's chat. Yeah. He pointed out certain teams have played more playoff teams than others.
Yeah. I think the average is 4. Some teams ended up with 6.
The average is 3.
3? Okay.
One team played 6 playoff teams. That was Spartans. Only one team played 2. That was Showtime.
One team played 7.
Flight.
But of the playoff teams.
I'm kidding.
Yeah. Sorry, Cliff. You almost had him.
So anyway, do you guys want to go? Let's just go. You want to go 1 through? Let's go 1 through 12. Talk about.
Yeah. So who? Let's go first. Who do you think had the worst strength of schedule of the opponents' wins versus opponents' losses?
My team. We played 2-0-8 teams.
Art played 3 playoff teams.
Yeah.
With your one loss being the Spartans.
Yeah.
Your team's combined record was 22-42.
Yeah.
Yeah, sounds about right.
Yeah.
The best team was OTF. Played 5 playoff teams, lost to ARC, Wild Boys, Spartans. Team's combined record of 35-29.
Yeah. It's not bad.
Not bad.
Of the top 4 seeds, they have the combined worst ones. RBK was 26-38. Oof. Wild Boys played 23-41. Showtime was 24-40. DFB was 27-37.
Jeez.
So for you guys just wondering the numbers Amaya is saying, it's the record of the teams you played
together
combined, all eight.
Okay, so just so you know what that number is.
Everybody below our Spartans, Ballers, OTF, Takeover, Ducks, all are in 33, 34, 35s. Top four all in the 20s.
Well, you no, four. Okay. For what?
Their combined win-loss record. Like Spartans, 35 and 29.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
OTF, 35 and 29.
After the top five.
Ducks, it's 33 and 31. Certified, is 35 and 29.
Yeah.
So when we get into that Ballers-OTF matchup, Ballers played three playoff teams, lost to all three with the second worst strength of schedule, 23 and 41. Oof. So they beat the five non-playoff teams. Lost to three playoff teams.
Mm-hmm.
So let's talk about the game right now. So let's just talk about Ballers and OTF. So what was OTF's deal?
OTF played five teams. Their record was 35 and 29 total.
So
they played a substantially, if you had number-wise, a harder schedule and had playoff wins against playoff teams.
Yeah. So OTF's teams, they're just... I just don't know. I mean, and are we going to talk about matchups right now, or what?
No, we're just talking about just the team strength of schedule and stuff like that.
What's next? Because we already did that one game, right?
Who's next, Carlos?
So the next game, you got ARC and you got Certified. So what's Certified's?
35 and 29, but all their losses came from playoff teams. They lost to Spartans.
They're three losses.
Lost to RBK. Four losses. They lost to Showtime. Lost to OTF.
So they beat all the teams that they should beat, and they lost to all the teams that they should lose to. Okay.
Which puts them at 12.
Yeah.
Again, and you look at some of those games, they had a shot against RBK.
Yeah,
they had the shot against Showtime.
Yep. Had a shot against Spartans.
Had a shot against Spartans. It's just they couldn't finish. Yeah.
So those are the 6 o'clock games at Cypress. Again, number one seed RBK is going to be playing Cypress. They're playing the winner of Ballers and OTF. And then number four, DFB, is playing the winner of ARC and Certified. Going to the other side of the bracket, over in Downey, we've got the 7-seed Spartans playing the 10-seed Takeover. That's at 3 o'clock. And then we've got the 6-seed Raptors playing the 11-seed Ducks.
That's the seeding that if they don't forfeit that game in the rain...
They could be
a top four seed.
But, I mean, also knowing the Raptors, who are the only team to basically win two championships as a number six
five
seed.
Six, and to do it without their quarterback.
Yeah, I mean, that's German's like, he even said that day, we'll see you guys in the playoffs. You know, so never count that team
out. As long as you get to the dance.
Yeah.
So we got a primetime game in the first round.
Great primetime game in the first round.
So.
2-seed. Wild Boys is playing the winner of Spartans and Takeover. 3-seed Showtime playing the winner of Raptors and Ducks. Is there anything outstanding about the 7 through or Spartans or Takeover?
When you get to those, it gets really tight because Spartans, six playoff teams, they've had substantially the harder schedule. 35-29 team record. Takeover, 4 playoff teams, 3 losses against those playoff teams, though. Lost to the Raptors. Lost to OTF, lost to Spartans. So if you look at strength of schedule, it substantially favors Spartans.
But when they played in the regular season...
They played down to, I think, the very last play.
Yeah, it was a really close game to the
end. And Romo will tell you, he was the reason they lost on fourth down.
So, should be a great game.
Yeah.
Looking for some payback.
That way.
Right. So, that's what we're looking at right there. Do we want to do any kind of...
Well, yeah, you know, like, I want to go from top to bottom. I mean, like, the 12 is what? 12 is...
Certified.
12 is certified.
Again, like Amaya said, they had an up and down. They want to beat everyone they should, lost to every team that they should, technically, on paper.
And when they lost to, they were right
they were on the paper. There. So you wonder if that's going to carry into the playoffs. Is this going to carry into the playoffs, the same pattern? I hope so, because, I mean, let's be honest. I mean, we should beat them. I mean, that's no disrespect. We're the higher seed. They're the lowest seed in the deal. So, you know, plus Ant sucks. You know, just, I mean, being real. So, but anyways, you know, we got the 5-seed. So the winner of that gets to play DFB. We'll get to that later. The OTF game versus Ballers. Again, I already told the tale, my 2 cents on that game. The other side of the bracket gets interesting because you have a Spartans team that I don't think is as talented as the team that they had last season as Trojans. That team that went undefeated in the regular season, but then they laid an egg in the playoffs. But even though they haven't played their best ball, this is a very tight team. Like, it's not the collection of talent that it was last season, but you could tell that this team is you can't sleep on them. And like Amaya said, they had, you know, one of the toughest schedules, and they still got finished at 6-2. They play a takeover team that 1 week decides they're going to go 2-0, another week decides they're 0-2. You know, with takeover, it's just a matter of who actually shows up. You know, there's so many times that there's guys on that team that just either never show up on time or they just don't show up at all. And so it seems like, they're always shorthanded.
From the chat, it shows that the Twins won't be there.
Yeah, so there you go. So there's always something with them, and it's unfortunate. It's unfortunate because, I mean, you're taking – it's the playoffs, you know, and there's always something going on. So
playoffs?
Yeah, so playoffs. I'm going to give – even though it's an early game, I'll give it a – I think, you know, and again, not to make predictions, but, you know, Spartans should beat when that game.
It's a must.
You know? I mean, it is. For them. You know? And which will be a big thing because it'll be – their I believe that's their first playoff win.
Yes.
In every other
Spartans,
team.
Yeah.
You know, I don't even know where to start with the Raptors versus Ducks game. I mean, that's a classic matchup. I mean, those teams have been rivals.
It's a championship matchup.
Yeah. It would be a championship matchup any other league, and this one is a first-round matchup. Yeah. Raptors, the defending champs, never going to count them out. You know, they're two-time, Air Raid Diva champions, the defending Air Raid Diva champions, and this season should be no different. Whether they have – whether Mark's there or not, I don't think – obviously, it would be awesome if Mark is there. It makes them that much better. But they've proven they can win with Bueno playing quarterback. Obviously, much better if Mark's there because it frees up Bueno to do other stuff. On the other side of the ball, Ducks have been at like an up and down season too. Like, what was their record? You know, with Ducks.
Ducks total team record. They played 33-31. So they played a 500 schedule essentially.
It's just it's weird. Like one game they get mollywopped by Wild Boys, but then they beat the Spartans.
And they like.
Yeah,
didn't they dog them though?
Yeah,
it wasn't like a really close game.
Yeah, exactly.
And look at their—it's really.
I mean, that's their season though. The Ducks, like, that's a great team. We all know that's a championship contender, but they've been—it's Jekyll and Hyde this season.
Yes. You can make a good argument that the two of their losses were when Joey was hurt because they lost that doubleheader when they lost to Raptors and DFB.
Well, yeah, you can.
And you can make you can make.
But then when they played Wild, but when they lost to Wild Boys, they got smoked by Wild Boys and then smoked Spartans, who we were just talking about being a top tier team.
So it's one of those deals.
In the same day,
one of those deals where, and you know, and I hate to get into the whole like
because it's a team sport.
It's a team sport.
Yeah,
and any regardless of what level you play at, you're never gonna have your full team. Almost never. Like it's not Madden. Like you don't go in and you don't have your entire team for every game and everyone healthy. Yeah. So with that said, I mean, this is gonna be a good matchup. You're gonna find out a lot about the Ducks in this game. You know, which Ducks are we gonna get? Are we gonna get the Ducks that wins when it counts? Or are we gonna get the Ducks that, you know, that came off a tourney win? Or are we gonna get a Ducks team that, you know, has been up and down? You know, I think they're going to move, you know, live up to that hype. That matchup is always a good one. And guess what? The winner gets to play Showtime. You know, who?
You're going to get pressure versus pressure in those games. You're going to see rush three, rush two from both sides of the ball the whole time.
Both are rushing.
And what team.
I'm so glad we get to watch that.
What team is going to create a turnover off of that first and capitalize on
that? And then, you know, and this is Showtime's second best team they've ever had in our league, right up to the one that lost to RBK in the conference championship, you know. But we'll see what happens this time around because they're looking for a great season. So
they do have more white guys this season.
So. They do.
Showtime six.
Showtime six, baby. Yes, yeah. So
the most on any roster?
I don't know. I'd
assume.
But look. I think matched. Yeah. Matched, maybe.
Oh, yeah, there is a certain white team in D1.
White?
Yeah.
Okay. So do we want to do our predictions for D1?
Or do we want to move on to it later?
Well, we can talk about the bracket challenge.
Yeah.
Right? So I don't want to talk about it. You can talk about it.
Okay. I'll talk about the bracket challenge.
Thank you, O'Shea.
Thanks, O'Shea, for creating the bracket. You guys are encouraged to go in there. We have winners. We have winners for first, second, and third place. Smooth talker. First, second, and third place. And so you get fill in your brackets. We combine them, by the way. You have to do both D1 and D2. Okay. Don't be a puss butt and just go D2 and don't want to put D1. Put them on there. Yeah, I said it. And then we're going to go ahead and we're combining them. And the winner, you know what? Hey, we might throw in a free season for the winner. We might throw in some goodie bags from Joy Prodigy. So, You know, with that being said, go ahead and fill in your brackets. Last day, I believe, O'Shea's going to close them on Saturday.
And you don't have to pay to fill it out.
There is a small, there's a small little error where it's going to ask you to pay first. Just
don't pay.
I think so.
I think there's a user error. You know, when you fill it out, they do something weird and it tells you to pay. If it tells you to pay, you did something wrong.
Honestly, I filled it out and I didn't
see it. And he's old.
Like to my
technology hard.
All you need to put is your email address.
Yeah, all you need to put your email is,
So you don't need to pay for it to fill it out.
If Manny can figure it out.
Yeah, you guys should be able to figure it out. So whenever you guys are asking me on the field, what field we play, what do you usually
say? If only there was a website you could go to.
So the other thing is by the way, before we continue with our analysis of these games, I do want to give props to, I think it's only the third ever regular season Triple Crown winner, and that's DJ of ARC. He finished first in catches, first in yards, and first in touchdowns. Yes. For the first time ever, had a Triple Crown winner for each division.
Oh yeah,
we'll get to that. We'll get to that D2 one in a little bit. But
almost ruined it.
But yeah, but we will go ahead and again.
Like this guy says, he hasn't said yet. Cameras don't talk.
they're not supposed to, at least.
When you go 0-2, I guess you get all the words taken out.
So wow. I think this is the most stacked bracket we've ever had.
Yeah.
And again, you're playing with a top 12, not like before where you would get, you know, top six here and top six here. This is going to be a very tough bracket. I think everyone's clear cut favorite. I mean, it's RBK. I mean, they have guys on that team who are playing almost professionally. They're undefeated. That doesn't mean they're not beatable. They are. You just have to make sure that you bring your A game, but it hasn't happened this season. You know, so whoever wins that Ballers OTF matchup is going to have to go through them. Whether that happens, I don't see it happening. I see RBK punching their ticket going to the Final Four. As far as the ARC certified side of the matchup, we're going to win. And then we're going to play. Yeah, he said it. I mean, we should win.
Josh.
Is anyone here going to say we shouldn't? I mean, come on.
Yeah.
And then we're going to play DFB, and that's going to be a great matchup. I mean, if you ask Keenan's going to win the championship by himself. You know, so that'll be a good matchup.
Those motherfuckers fly around. The best
out here.
They do.
Wait, Keenan's on DFB now?
Yes.
He's been on DFB.
Where have you been?
I hope his hands okay.
They also have Barlow.
And talk about the two additions saving the day for them on Sunday.
Yeah, because he almost lost.
Against who?
Against D-Generation X.
Suck it.
Crazy.
Had them plus 10 and a 4th-and-30.
It was Juan's fault.
Wasn't there only like 10 seconds left too, or 30 seconds left?
There was
38 seconds.
There was 40 seconds when they scored the touchdown to go up 10. They get to the 4th-and-30.
Like 38 wasn't close enough, right?
Darius just does Darius things.
That's crazy.
Touchdown.
Yeah, and then they go onside and throw it up.
This
to
is where
Keenan.
It gets very like.
I'm not trying to cut you off, but let's talk about playoff teams.
Yeah, we're talking about like
a playoff. DFB great, but like it's DX.
Yeah, I mean, come on, DX is what, 2 wins this season?
Could have had three.
It could have been three.
Yeah.
Sorry, one.
So that's.
I would have loved it being three. I'd be the 4 seed.
Either way,
that'd be, you know.
You're gonna have RBK play either us or DFB, as what Trey likes to say. Someone's gonna take a belt to ass. So in this game, so it'll be interesting to see who wins it. But there's a lot of talent in that field.
Well, that's crazy too, because I mean.
The amount of shit talking you're getting that game too.
Oh, yeah.
Of just Keenan versus DJ.
Yeah.
Nobody else.
Yeah. Yeah.
Nobody else is going
to
talk. Yeah.
You know damn well. This guy doesn't talk. You know damn well. All it takes is one of them to say one thing to the other, and those two are not.
Well,
it's gonna be the great one versus the best out here. So you know it's gonna happen. Yeah.
The Triple Crown winner versus the best out here.
Mm-hmm. It'd be a good time.
Yeah.
Sunday's gonna be fun.
Yeah. Either way, whoever wins that game is gonna go into playing. Whoever. An RBK team that's loaded, that's expected to be, you know, to win there. And so then you'll get your conference championship. The other side of the bracket, the one I'm looking forward to is if Spartans are able to get by the takeover, they get to play Wild Boys, which will be an interesting matchup in itself because you're going to have two guys that were on Trojans last season that were cut, and Carlos and Mr. Toe-Tap. And now they're on Wild Boys. And they get to play Spartans, and I know that they're aching for that matchup. They come out publicly and said we want Spartans to win because we want a shot at them. So
that's
that'll be an interesting game. I mean, you're gonna have a Wild Boys team that gets all hopped up on Mountain Dew whenever they play, and you're gonna have a Spartans team that has something to prove. So You have two quarterbacks that are going to potentially go head-to-head, assuming that Spartans win again. Not to take anything from the takeover, but if Spartans do win that game, you're going to have, you know, John versus Ben, and both those guys, as far as D1 playoffs go, have a lot to prove. So it'll be interesting. You know, so, I mean, you can't make this stuff up. It's just great.
That's also a great matchup when it comes to the ability to throw the ball,
Oh, it's
too.
A different style.
Ben versus completely Lyle.
Different
style. No, talk about the Ben-Lyle matchup. Both who just want
to
let that shit rip.
Yeah.
Bombs over Baghdad.
And then when you whoever wins that, then the matchup totally flips to
which is like you go from John's
little
dink
and dunks.
Yeah.
And whoever wins between Lyle and Ben, it's dink and dunk versus let that shit fly.
Yeah.
And who survives. Without the twin, that's gonna be real hard though.
If only they played in a league called Air Raid.
No, no.
Shit just writes itself.
That's funny. I get asked that all the time. Why do you guys call Air Raid? Like, it's a type of offense. It's literally really? Four verts.
You mean
it's
we don't run it here?
It's literally four verts.
Option, baby.
Whoever wins that, you know what's crazy though is, and you guys could disagree with me if you want, whoever wins that Raptors-Ducks matchup is going to go into the Showtime game as a favorite.
Yes.
Fact or cap?
Fact.
Yeah.
I mean, you could say what you want about Showtime and they're having a great season and they've earned it. They've earned that seed. I mean, they're what, the number
three seed.
But if you were to mention, if you were to tell them, hey, they're playing the Raptors or they're playing the Ducks, I doubt that many people outside their circle are going to pick Showtime to win that game. I'm just.
They're going to put up a fight, but.
They have, in the defense, Showtime, they have beaten Raptors twice.
Oh, yeah. So no one's arguing.
They have.
You're absolutely right. You're absolutely right. But yeah. I think Showtime, you know, outside of the co-ed and circles and stuff, I have still seen as sort of if we're being real here and just as a co-ed team. And that's not an accurate description of their squad because, like Amaya said, they've beaten the Raptors and they can compete with the best teams. It's just a matter of them actually winning a game when it matters and getting rid of that stigma, you know, getting rid of that stigma. So if they can do that, if they can, get past it and get themselves in the Final Four, that would go a long way to go toward doing that. Because, again, these Final Four teams, whoever they are, man, those teams, that's going to be four top teams. Yeah. I mean, you know, and so it's going to be an interesting battle. It's hard to pick against, you know, I don't know what's going to happen the other side of the bracket, but I'm pretty sure everyone's bracket is going to pick RBK as the winner, you know, and whoever shocks the world and is able to knock the, you know, Goliath off the throne, then we'll see what happens, you know, but pretty sure that's everyone's. If you look at everyone's bracket, that's who they would pick, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, well, besides Raptors. Right? Yeah. So, best.
What would you pick for a Final Four?
Who's your Final Four, Maya? Come on, Amaya.
RBK is going to go.
Okay.
I don't see how DFB's firepower is going to be. I think they're the second team. Yeah. You have Darius. You have Keenan. The one that's been very, like, quietly, like, you're waiting to see really blow out. Pierre hasn't done much yet.
The hate in his eyes.
It doesn't have to.
Yeah, but he hasn't really had to yet. But that's a very, like, third person that.
Out of that team, the one that's really stood out for me was JB.
Yeah, oh yeah,
he's a quiet one. That
JB's a baller.
JB's a baller,
but he doesn't say anything.
Mm-mm.
He just plays his role.
That's a team that's built to win. I mean, you know, it's like they won a championship two seasons ago.
Yeah.
If then, not for them, I mean, for lack of a better term, quitting last season, you would be talking about potentially a team that's always contending. They have, you know, and you still have Huff. You still have. We haven't even talked about Nick yet. We haven't even talked about Trey led the league in interceptions.
Fuck that
as a
guy.
Defensive tackle.
And even G, even G is a great ad for them as a center.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That G?
Big G, yeah. So
he was holding them, just saying.
So it's gonna be a really good matchup. But go ahead. It's your predictions of mine. I don't want to take away your
on the other side, right? The other side is
I think it's
Wild Boys Raptors.
Yeah, I know.
I think it's Wild Boys Raptors.
I could have guessed your bracket.
I could have guessed that one.
I don't who blocks Sean and Red?
I don't know.
When you get to whoever the Spartans, no, I'm saying when you get to Spartans,
German,
when you get
German,
to Spartans takeover, when
whoever no, wins I, that I know, game, I know, I know, to, I know, I know.
Raptors are the best ones to match up against Wild Boys. If you're,
yeah,
you're
you know what's crazy? If it does become that, you
it's
know,
gonna be a triple rush on triple rush.
John, I think beat Raptors one season.
Last season.
Yeah, and he was coaching. And I remember that was like his, you know, he that was like his. Hey, I'm in this. This is my come to D1 moment. There were some Raptors on that team. This was despite won a championship. We're like, man, we're itching for a comeback. We want that matchup again because I guess there was a little bit celebrating on the Wild Boy side. Hey, we took down.
And there was Raptors. A little bit of issue of they had a captain from another team also helping coach John on what to do.
Yeah, so
there was a little bit of animosity there.
Who would do that?
So I don't know. But Amaya, you're saying it's RBK, DFB. Wild Boys and Raptors. Yeah. A silent partner. Who do you got?
Pretty much the same thing. I have RBK.
Wow. Do you guys want to hold hands there? That's crazy.
DFB.
He'll hate me when we start talking about D2.
I'm just being honest. But,
DFB.
It is DFB. I mean, Ark has had a bad season.
Yeah.
Have they not?
I think so, for our standards.
Okay.
I agree.
Then we have Wild Boys on the other side.
Okay.
Sorry about that. And then Raptors. Raptors
so gonna, you guys literally picked the same teams.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, I think a lot of people are going to probably have those four.
Yeah.
I mean,
they're the top four teams.
There is people on this panel, you know, included, typically like to pick the best teams. Everyone likes to pick the favorites. There's not a single upset. So I know that both your brackets are wrong because there's no way it's going to be the final. The
it's
top
never,
four.
It's never,
it hasn't been never, that in like 6 seasons.
That's true. Who's upsetting who?
Someone's going to get upset. It's never it finished. Never, top four has never been the final four. It's
never
which,
finest.
Which side would you take the upset?
Ducks, Ark.
Ducks haven't been
Spartans. Playing those are the only.
But again, like you, what I'm saying
and Baltimore.
Technically
four speaking, of those teams can
if the Ducks beat the Raptors.
If the Raptors win, they technically upset Showtime.
If the Ducks beat the Raptors, it won't be a
quote unquote. You want to talk about
technicality? In my head, Raptors were the three.
They upset Showtime.
You're right. Fair enough.
Yeah. So does anyone here have Showtime in their final four?
No.
Okay. Wow. So you got a top three team and they're not going to make it.
Well, I mean, I do.
When it's just harder. Like when you see them play the one hard team on their schedule, they did not block Shauna Redd the whole time. Yeah, it was in the rain.
It was in the rain.
But
it was a 1 point win.
I still
in
think
the rain?
It was a 1 point.
Both teams played in the rain.
Fucking rain.
There was a lot more. You know, like bigger plays. Showtime had issues of how many deflected passes Red or Sean got, and is that going to translate when they play again? Who on that team blocks Red or Sean?
Cat Caker and someone else maybe going to have to step up. So.
Fair points.
They don't have a second big body to block somebody.
Well,
one of the white guys has to step up.
I'm just saying. Which one? Now.
White on black.
One of them. There's plenty. That was six.
Yeah. There's only six?
There's only six.
Well, the good thing is again, you know, you're going to by 5 o'clock, by 6 o'clock, you're going to have one champ, and by 9 o'clock, you have another one. So by Sunday night, you're going to be talking about a narrated bowl. It's going to be almost like an absolute classic. It's going to be a doozy.
I'm sure you're going to get, hey, can you update us in the captain's chat, please?
Oh, yeah.
Fuck, no, we're playing.
I'm not doing any of that. Go fucking refresh it. You know, which, by the way, we're having a rack website update, and that'll be one of the features. One of the features that'll have a continuous ticker on the top, where it'll update your scores for you. You don't have to keep on hitting refresh.
Oh, that'd be nice.
So, instead of having to tab
week that'll be six. Nice.
Yes.
Yes.
Coming soon.
Well.
Go ahead. What do you got, Noah?
Top four? Arc. Nobody else matters.
Yeah, it's top four, not four.
My bad.
Come on, man. That's how the program.
But anyway. Should
have known better.
Figured. I mean, you got to root for your team. I get it.
You know. So anyway, you guys want to go into D2?
Yeah. Let's go
to D2.
All right.
And while we're getting all situated or whatever, let me just remind everyone, you know, we are at 48 teams, so we're officially sold out for next season.
Man. You want to break the ice on who that 48th team was?
What's that?
You want to break the ice on who that 48th team was?
Nah, not really. But I will tell you this, that we have a D3 division with 12 teams. We will have a D2 division with about 18 teams.
Oh, shit.
And then you have a D1 division. So it's going to be a more competitive season than forever. So it'll be interesting to get everyone out there playing. And
no cousin.
It'll be awesome. So
UConn got blown out by Creighton 85-66.
Men or women?
Men.
Oof.
It's great. UConn's the
we're talking
one seed.
Boom.
I thought this was a football podcast.
My fault.
Yeah, I didn't know.
ESPN. That. Anyway, D2. Yeah. I did a special camera messaged me earlier today and told me some
special camera.
Some
fun stat of the day.
Fun stat. So of the podcast quarterbacks that played on Sunday,
so one, two, and
the third
Hobby
that's
Lobby
not here
that got
they
booted.
Were 0-4 -200 combined.
points.
Holy shit.
Yeah. Rough day for the podcast crew.
What the fuck happened?
Well, you know, let's
it was me.
Well, here's
66 of it was.
Here's
that's a solid split. 60-66.
Here's the deal, right? I know you were in a competitive game. Part of the reason we're rearranging these divisions is exactly for that. Okay? And we're going to let's be real here. Both you and Marcus had you couldn't even show up with six dudes. You know, it's just a bad look. And part of this is making sure that everyone has, you know, where they should be. Part of the issues that we had is you had, like, you just went over the schedule, right? If you're playing the MVPs and the Jokers, you know, of the world where you're getting to, you're not even playing against a full team.
Yeah.
I mean, it skews everything. I mean, you basically had a team get a number one seed because they were playing a team with five guys. You know, the other team showed up. The other MVP showed up. I think they barely had five guys or something.
They almost got to the point where they would have had.
We're just like, come on, man. Like, so yeah. It's like, so, you know, one of the things that we were talking about is not just letting anyone go into D1, and we're gonna
fuckers lose it.
He's hearing D2 and he's getting upset.
Yeah,
he's probably knows talking shit. So we'll script. You know,
about Marcus too long. That's what
you know. So we'll go ahead and tighten up the divisions so we stop having like. Teams that move up without
shouldn't be moving up. Okay, I'm gonna ask a question on why you don't answer it. Okay, Team A.
Oh yeah, from the conversation yesterday.
Played two playoff teams. The teams they played win loss was combined 23 wins, 41 losses.
Oof.
Team B played four playoff teams. Those teams combined 37 and 27. Do you have any idea what Team A and Team B is?
I want to say Team A is why not?
No.
Who is Team Smoke?
Team Smoke with their only playoff loss or their only loss as to a non-playoff team. And Team B is your 12 seed, Show Me Gang.
Show me the money.
Goes to show.
Anything is possible.
I still think that they got where they deserved because they each sort of, you know. Anyways, go ahead.
So, again, same thing. We have Cypress. We have Downey. Cypress games starting at 3 o'clock. We've got the 8 versus the 9, which is going to be Alphas and your villain squad. How the hell did you guys drop the 9?
They limped in and went 0-2 on Sunday.
Both teams limped in. Both those teams
Yeah,
limped
well,
in.
I mean.
Alphas, no, but more Alphas. Him.
You had a shit game.
You were 5-1, right?
Shitty at one point. Games.
And you went
I had
in.
A shit one game.
Two okay. Games. If you lost it's a shitty game.
Shit.
They got abused at the park.
Yeah. Anyway. Okay. No, so anyway. So what is the best win you had all season? Again, what the best team you beat all season?
I don't know.
I'll answer that. They lost to all three playoff teams they played this year.
Have they beat it? What's the best team they beat this year?
The non-playoff team.
Non-playoff team.
It's a deep.
Okay. They beat a non-playoff team.
And then meanwhile, on the other side, you have Alphas.
On it.
You have Alphas who started strong and then lost three out of the last four.
Yes.
They've
lost to one
playoff team. Ronnie stopped playing quarterback.
Yep. Yes.
They brought in Jordan, who and it's sort of mixed bag. That team looks...
And they're not showing up with a lot of players either.
So, this game, honestly, is probably the toughest pick of all the games that we have to do because we don't know what we're going to get.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Like, what happened on Sunday? Against TSM, you guys couldn't score.
Yeah.
Neither could TSM, but you guys didn't.
They didn't even have Keenan.
Close game. They didn't have the best out here.
How'd they win without Keenan?
TSM's going to keep both teams in the game because they can't score.
But they got the defense.
Got the defense. So it's almost like watching the 2000 Ravens with Trent Dilfer. So you have, you know, Ray Dilfer over there playing quarterback. But on the other hand, you guys couldn't capitalize either.
Yeah. It came down to the last drive. We got the onside, and then our last two plays just couldn't catch it.
So you guys are going to play an Alphas team that's sort of like limping along too. Maya, how do you see that game going?
I don't know,
honestly, man.
I swear to God.
Well, if we want to look at the strength of schedule.
I don't even look at the strength of schedule.
I'll look at it.
If you won't, I will.
Villains lost their three games against playoff teams, 26 and 38. And Alphas is
substantially worse.
No, it's not. It's three game difference.
The five.
Three games three game matter.
Difference. Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, I've had
a I like Ronnie.
I'm going to say
you don't know. You have a veteran team on,
yeah,
on but, Alphas.
But they've lost a POD. Have you watched
their film? Yeah. I watched your film too. I'm not impressed by either team.
So I'd probably, in this game, I'd probably go best athlete.
And they, and I would Patricio. Say they're all on.
No, I'm going best player. It's Patricio. So I'd probably pick them just off that.
I'm gonna go with villains.
I would argue with you. Best athlete on the team is DJ.
I'll go with villains.
I'd be forgetting DJ play.
I'll go with villains just because I feel like I don't know who's gonna show up for the Alphas. I just don't know who's gonna show up.
There's that too.
So and it's an early game. So if it's an early, so I don't know who's gonna.
Yeah.
So villains are good in the first round.
Are either one of them gonna give?
No. 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 No.
Oh wait. No.
All right, and then we got TSM playing Show Me. What is that?
Show Me Gang.
Yeah, Show Me Gang. That's a rematch of their playoff game.
TSM probably has the most, not the most impressive, but they played 5 playoff teams and they beat 4 of them.
If you look at their win margin, everything's like 2 points.
Doesn't matter. Ugly wins is ugly wins.
The only thing with ugly wins that scares me in D2 is that typically in the playoffs it catches up to you.
Yeah, you can argue the ugly wins, but their only loss is Aztecs, and that came down to.
That was an ugly win for Aztecs.
Every game TSM plays an ugly win.
Well, yeah, but that's the thing though. That's their style of
ball. But would you take an ugly 7-1 or a we had an impressive 4 win?
I just worry they're going to have to score points at some point, and they're going to have. This is not. You're going to have. I mean, how long can you get away with your defense only allowing 18? I don't know how much longer that's going to happen, especially when you're going to play. They're going to have to play 3 games.
Yeah.
So are you gonna have played 3 good teams? You're gonna have to play play defense throughout the whole deal. Don't get me wrong, that defense is the best defense in D2.
Oh yeah,
and Ray did luck out the fact that he's in Cyprus. He will have Keenan.
Yeah,
because if he had to be in different locations trying to get Keenan to go back and forth, would have been an issue.
He's just gonna have to take care of the ball, and they're gonna have to actually score points at some point. Game against it's the polar opposite.
You only have Keenan for 2 games. Five for 2. He won't have him for the championship.
Well, aren't they
5 o'clock Cyprus? Oh, 6 o'clock, 7 o'clock. He'll be busy.
What's it called? The other stuff is he's gonna have to. They're gonna have to just take care of him.
He would have Keenan. He would have Keenan the whole time.
Yeah.
The title for Smoke and TSM, that was like...
It's at 7.
No, yeah, it says it's at 5.
It's at 5.
Oh. And then...
Oh, 5 is for that. I thought 5 was a start.
Yeah, 3, no. 4, and 5.
He'd have Keenan the whole day.
But back to...
Got you.
Back to this. The thing is, with Show Me Gang, they're going to have to... You know, live up to the talent that they have. They have Toe Tap. They have Mayo. They have.
No, they got to figure it out.
They got to figure it out.
They got to get the ball.
So
they had the hardest strength of schedule.
I played with some of their guys this past Saturday. Guys like Tanner were catching all kinds of passes. Yeah. You know, but
are they going to Toe Tap? They play at the same time for Wild Boys.
Yeah, they probably won't then. So they're gonna have to do something. Yeah, they probably won't.
They won't have any of them.
They wouldn't. They won't have.
Carlos, they're out. They're downy bracket.
With TSM and Show Me Gang. Either one of them have something for Rips and Bombs.
Yes.
Yeah. I think TSM.
TSM's.
What's Rips and Bombs? What's their strength schedule on that?
Kind of thing? Oh, good.
Rips and Bombs played 3 playoff.
Yeah.
And they beat 2 of them and lost 2 TSM.
Yeah. TSM should beat Show Me Gang, and then they'll play a Rips and Bombs team
that Rips and Bombs
like their offense against DNA. This is a DNA team that was 1-7, and they couldn't even move. Which Rips and Bombs team are you going to get? The one that against DNA, it was just hard to watch. This is the best season ever for Rips and Bombs, and they're a top 4 seed, but they got to get their shit together if they expect to get to the final four or whatever, because it's just not going to happen, you know. As far as the other, what's the other brackets?
So Downey, we're going to have 7 versus 10. It's going to be Goon against, is that Pull On This?
Yeah, POD.
Whoever's number one on Pull On This is bad. They got a number one.
I know the guy who just lost 2 games isn't talking about who's good and who's bad.
I am.
Wow.
He was giving up deep passes and dropping everything.
The fuck?
What was that?
Hey, I can't stand it that they beat us.
New Mark is funny.
Yeah. Goon Squad
won't have here's Jeff at quarterback.
I don't know what's going to happen.
Supposedly the rumor.
I'll just say this. Goon Squad played a hell of a game against Aztecs. That was a great game on both sides. The way it ended for Goon Squad, especially with the playoffs coming up, it just wasn't a good look. Jeff, yeah. I think, has come in the middle of the season to save their season because they didn't have anyone, you know, after Matt left. And he has saved their season, but yet you still have so many players on a team where their egos are letting them get away in front of like what the team should be doing. So I don't know what team Goon Squad's going to put out there. It just seems like there's a lot of voices and they got to get their shit together. Because for the amount of talent that's on that team and what they have produced, it sometimes doesn't live up to the hype. On the other hand, pulling this is, you know, the opposite. You probably don't know anyone on their team, and yet they're 5-3 and they're played the best ball because they're playing together. They just win. They just win ugly, and seems like the prevailing theme in D2. But this game could go either way. Honestly, Goon Squad, I'm going to assume that Jeff is there and they apologize, and Jeff goes there and they win and they move on to the next round. But I would not be surprised if Pull on this, you know, wins it. So.
It's going to be one of those weird games again. With Jeff, without Jeff, that team can be.
Yeah. Well, who's going to quarterback if Jeff's not there? That's what I'm. Whoever's complaining about Jeff or whatever, is he going to quarterback? Because and if he is, he's not going to be better than Jeff. I mean, that's the truth of it.
I mean, that's why they brought Jeff
in,
right? Because they didn't have a quarterback.
Because if you had a quarterback, you wouldn't need to bring one in. So
that's what we start giving
Jeff. Yeah, that's just kind of. Bro, that's always been the thing with Jeff, though. People think Jeff sucks. Jeff doesn't suck. Jeff won D2 in arguably the hardest D2 season.
If you want, I mean,
right? I mean, am I wrong?
There's just certain quarterbacks that don't pass.
He doesn't pass the eye test. He's a goofy.
I wouldn't say he doesn't pass the eye test. He doesn't pass the play style test.
Yeah.
He's very everyone gets sick of I'm tired of these five yard outs. These little
I don't want to play flag football offense. I want to air that bitch out and lose.
And that's why I always give Junior shit because he always builds teams.
That's exactly what this guy said last week about. I'm not going to lose to Jeff. His offense stinks. And what happened, sir?
But no, lost. Because Joey brings up a good point. No, Joey.
Junior always builds a good roster, but he always builds it with high character people that like to play their style of offense.
It doesn't matter. Strong character people.
Strong character people. And it doesn't fit with the quarterback that he fits. Matt could throw the deep ball, but then he started gradually taking what they gave him, so he was adjusting to it.
Yes.
Jeff already knows what he wants to run.
He's going to take one or two deep shots a game, and the rest of it's going
to
be underneath.
It has to be completely wide open for him to take it, or he has no other read, he'll throw it. But for him to forcibly try to go deep and stretch out the field, that's not his game.
Yeah, I completely agree.
But his game won him championship already.
So. He won him games in D1.
Yeah.
If anyone else on that team has a D2 championship, show for it, by all means. But I don't see anyone else on that team has a D2 championship.
So they don't even
have a championship.
They don't have a championship, period. So maybe it's time we just take a seat back and play team ball. What's the next matchup?
Khalifa's and Abusement Park, 6-11.
I think this game is going to be a blowout. No disrespect toward Abusement Park. That's awesome. They did great things this season. And they won their Super Bowl beating Villains. And credit to Billy. I was the first one that talked shit and said they weren't going to do shit. But, you know, they're not Camp Snoopy. They made the playoffs. Credit to them. So, good shit, Billy. But this is just not a good matchup on paper. Khalifa is going to score a bunch of points. And Abusement Park doesn't score a bunch of points.
That's true.
They're the only team that made the playoffs in both divisions that have a negative point differential.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Yeah. Yes. I think the first game
of the season. No, but they went 5-3, right?
They went 5 5-3.
I believe the first game they got shut out by smoke.
Yeah.
Oh, they got stomped. Yeah, they got stomped because their quarterback wasn't there or something. Mm-hmm. It was bad.
I just don't. You have a veteran quarterback that scores a lot of points, even though their defense is sort of eh.
Sometimes scores a lot of points. Because didn't he go 1 week where he only scored
Aztecs.
20?
He played Aztecs.
No, but it was two games. It was two games.
Yeah, it was that rainy week.
It was Aztecs sunny, and somebody else.
Yeah.
If it's rainy, Khalifas has problems.
They lost to Ripsenbaums.
No, did they?
Yes.
Yeah.
It was a close game, first half. Second half, everything just...
So the only losses that Khalifas had this season was
two ring games, I believe.
To Ripsenbaums and Aztecs. Aztecs wasn't a ring game. Aztecs just demolished them.
Yeah.
Aztecs just destroyed them 62-7.
Yeah, it was a light drizzle that day.
Yeah,
I thought that was the.
But when they played, it was the rain week. But when they played, it was not raining yet.
Yeah, and it didn't stop Aztecs from scoring 62 points.
Yeah, no, I mean, and Abel was going up and catching the ball.
Yeah, there's three pick sixes in that game.
Yeah, but I just, I really don't believe in either of these teams.
No. For this game, who do you got? I just, Khalifa's defense doesn't have any speed. And so they, it's like, so they almost have to score every single time they have the ball. And even their offense is like so, like, it's so, they don't.
Skyler.
Yeah. They can't throw deep,
it's
really.
Hard for me to
speaking
pick.
Of.
Yeah. Congratulations. So, Maya, go ahead. Yeah. You could go ahead and say
there's your other Triple Crown winner. I don't know how to pronounce his last name. Gingrich. But Skyler.
Gingrich.
Skyler. I don't know if it's Greenridge, Ginrich. I don't know.
I just call him Grinch. Yeah. I just call him Grinch because he wears green gloves.
Yeah, the Grinch fits to me.
Okay.
What a guy. Congratulations.
Yeah. Well, I got Khalifa's taking it.
I mean, either way.
Yeah, but go ahead. I mean, what do you got? I know you're beloved in the beach league. Yeah. What do you got when? Do you have...
Are you picking Camp Snoopy?
Yeah. Nah, I got Khalifa's. Just going with the veteran.
Pure. Okay.
So you pick Khalifa's just pure hate for the other team.
It doesn't matter who wins this game.
Even though Camp Snoopy beat him in the regular season.
You're the one who really went up?
No.
There's only two teams, I think, in D2 that can be white.
So if we got our final four, who would be our final? Let's see, who we got in one bracket? We got.
So again, you're going to have Smoke as the one.
No, but who would they play?
They'd play villains or alphas.
Okay, assuming they play, let's say they play villains. Let's put it this way. Is Team Smoke losing?
I doubt it.
Okay, no. I don't think they're losing.
Well, no, they are, just not that game.
Okay, they're not losing that game. So they make it to the final. The other one, it's Why Not versus Khalifa's or Abusement Park, right? Why Not should win that game.
Yep.
Okay. They should, yeah. So it should be a Team Smoke, which is going to be a fucking loud ass game. Team Smoke and Why Not game.
I'm sorry. Why Not's going to play Aztecs.
Oh, yeah, it's going to be.
And then you're going to get Rips and Smoke.
Who's a Aztecs? Who's the team's playing?
Aztecs will play the winner of
Goon and Polo.
Oh, it doesn't matter. Aztecs destroy.
Aztecs are walking into the championship.
Yes. So it would be Aztecs versus Why Not.
Yes.
Which is going to be a good game.
Great game.
And then the other one, you're going to have Team Smoke.
Versus TSM.
Versus
either TSM or TSM.
TSM. TSM. Show me gang. Rips and Bombs. Is that?
Okay.
I feel like Rips TSM. And Bombs is like, and Tim's going to love me for this. I feel like Rips and Bombs is the showtime of the D2 bracket where they got a top four seed and a bye, but so no one's thinking that they're going to beat.
Tall Caker and Mini Caker?
Yes. Compressed Caker.
Is that a white joke?
I
think they made it seven.
I mean, if Caesar actually plays like he should play when he plays, he is so fucking hot and cold.
He plays like he did against DNA.
Oh my god!
Because he's so hot and cold. Even like because he's the quarterback that he brings out for Saturdays.
No, it's not.
He's their center. You're right.
I got to the point watching that game against DNA. I couldn't tell if they were being funny with Caesar, like, "Hey, you're missing that throw," or they were like legit, like, "Hey, you're missing that fucking throw."
Because from that game compared to him playing in the rain. He was dotting. He was the only quarterback I saw actually going deep and completing passes.
They were
in the rain.
DNA was giving him a 5-yard stop the entire game, and he never threw it once. And when he does throw it, they dropped it 3 times.
I think the score was 8-7 for 75% of the time.
Hell yeah!
So going back to it, I think it'll be Smoke versus TSM in one final. And then you're going to have
Aztecs
versus Why Not. That Aztecs versus Why Not game is going to be a very good game.
That game is...
All these quarterbacks, though.
What?
I'll tell you this much.
Is it down here, Cypress?
That's down here. Here's the issue, right?
Here's the... When people ask me what the biggest difference in D2 and D1 is besides the speed and blah, 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 is you start with the quarterbacks, right? And if you mention the top four teams and, you know, you projected to be in the D1 championship, each one of those four guys is going to be a legit quarterback in some form or another. In D2, you're going to have John Mosqueda for the Aztecs, who's going to have to prove that he can win when it counts in the playoffs, which he hasn't done yet. Mason is Why Not quarterback. He got into the conference championship, but he's going to prove that he could take him to a championship. He still has some questions about it. Sometimes their offense gets in little ruts where they can't score, and you can't do that against a good team like Aztecs if that's who they end up facing if they get there. You know, I don't even have to bring up Ogborn. We all know
we've all seen
those collapses before, and until he wins one, he's gonna have those demons. I mean, it happened again on Sunday. We were watching it unfold live where it's like, bro, like, what is going on? You're playing the Bandidos team who is finished what,
4-4.
4-4, but they were stopping them, and you could say what they want about their defense, but they were getting pressure and they weren't able to do that. So you want, you know,
you can also put a point that's the second time, because they were previously Wolfpack, where they've lost a game in that exact same
way of
you wanted to make sure
pull the flag in bounds, clocks running, they don't get the snap off.
Yeah. So
because that happened last year when they had Jason.
And then you have
almost the exact same fashion.
Then you have TSM who, I mean, again,
do they have a quarterback?
Can they score points? Because their defense is amazing. It just the games would all be blowouts. If they could, let's put it this way. I can make the argument that if they could just score 24 points, they probably would be undefeated throughout the whole time. Their defense is that good. Unfortunately, their defense also gives the ball back to the other team or keeps the other team hanging out. And so it just sometimes you wonder how long, especially if you're going to play some good teams. So all these quarterbacks have something that they're going to have to prove in order to get a championship. And it's we're all going to know it on Sunday. Both those champs are going to know by 5 o'clock.
That right? Bottom bracket, you have a chance for response. If Show Me Gang were to win that game, they would be losing people to go play with Wild Boys. So you would have Rips and Bombs potentially playing Show Me Gang with a substantially smaller roster.
I don't even think that they're going to, because they're, what's the name? Show Me Gang is playing at
Cyprus.
At Cyprus, right? I don't think any of those guys are going to make that trip.
So they had to either.
So if whoever is on Wild Boys or other teams
won't be on Show Me
Gang.
So you're losing, I believe,
Toe Tap.
You're losing Aquaman.
No, just Toe Tap. Aquaman is not on Wild Boys.
He's been hurt.
Last I talked to him, he's not.
He's hurt. He hasn't been playing. I talked to him this Sunday. His MCL is still so we'll see.
But they don't have Carlos on Show Me Gang.
But actually, you can play D2, not D1.
Yeah. You're losing.
But who knows? That team's got plenty of talent already.
They have to score. They also have a good defense. Their problem has been offense. They're kind of like TSM.
If you lose Toe Tap, you lose a good piece of that defense.
Yeah.
And I think Toe Tap's one that calls the defense too, is he?
That's probably. There you go. They got better.
Who knows?
There you go. Addition by subtraction.
So you got
addition
versus,
by subtraction.
You guys got one versus the five in Smoke and TSM on Cyprus. And then what? Two versus three.
We'll be wrong.
Because
this bracket here, for all Noah said about the D1,
one of these three teams, Aztec, Smoke, or Why Not will lose in the first game. I don't know which one, but someone will shit the bed and they'll lose.
We were saying the upset again is TSM getting in at five.
No. TSM is not an upset. TSM is probably like their favorite. That left side of the bracket, they're probably my favorite. But I'm saying those other three top seeds, the 1 through 3, someone's going to shit the bed.
Mm-hmm.
The only reason TSM is that low is because they played fuck around offense.
That is true. Yeah. There's a lot of
Keenan
go play quarterback.
Keenan sucks at quarterback. He does. He's awful.
He's never won a game of quarterback.
Dude, not
even in tournaments.
He had Saw. He played quarterback for Saw. Saw had their worst season. Yeah.
Saw hasn't come back since.
Yeah.
He came and saved the day.
So the great thing about it too is aside from Khalifas. Again, you're going to have
first-time
winners.
Yeah. Who is the one you would say is the most in trouble getting upset?
Well, I mean, I think you go with history.
If you see the top four, I mean, Rips and Bombs, highly dangerous. We just saw Team Smoke win. You wonder how they're going to rebound. You know, that's highly dangerous. I'll give you degrees of – I would go Rips and Bombs highest, then Smoke, and then Why Not, and then Aztecs last in terms of getting upset.
I agree.
But I would not, like Noah said, I wouldn't be surprised if any of them are like, shit the bed. And it's like, oh, it sort of sucks too because all these teams are going to have good records. I mean, they all only have one loss.
Yeah.
And their season's going to get ended. And that's the cruel thing about the playoffs in football, man.
It's a beautiful thing.
Yes. You know, it's like, it's what you bring to the table at the very end. That's why you play the games.
I don't think the 3 or 4 seed in D1 or D2 are going to make it to the... I think they're both going to get.
But we'll see.
We'll see.
We got different divisions. Here's a question: is there any D2 quarterback in the playoffs now? You think can play D1?
D2 quarterbacks.
In D2? Yes,
there is one.
You have. Well, go ahead. You can answer first.
The only person is Jeff Smith. The only and then obviously Red, but he's not in the playoffs. But like Jeff Smith, if he's on Goon still, he can play in D1. He's played in D1 before. He has not won a lot. But he's gone around 500.
You know, the thing with Jeff
and his teams that he's brought were not by any means talented.
No. That's the thing.
Jerron being wide receiver 1, Gotti being wide receiver 3.
Jeff wants to legitimately compete in D1, which used to be not. He legit does, but he just has people that aren't as committed because they play in an area. They play in an area where D3 and D4 is glamorized. And when I'm being honest, and if you have guys who are D3 and D4 lifers because they refuse to take the pits and falls of moving up, how are you going to build a team? You know, that sort of sucks. You're always going to be sort of an outsider.
I have a friend that plays over there. Bro. You know? Shout out to Brian.
Yeah. Damn, so, dude. I mean, that's every a, day I'm you know, so but either way, going back to what you said, you have teams like, for example, like Team Smoke, who wants to move up next season. You have teams like Why Not that would have to, that want to move up next season. If those teams played any of the playoff teams in D1, smoked. They would get destroyed.
So I'll ask you a question. How we talk about those divisions going down.
Yeah.
If you picked one of the top four and they played a bottom four D1 team, who wins?
Smoked.
Do you think
none? Not
to say since Smoke
wait, wait, wait.
Is
wait like Team Smoke play MVP or Joker?
Yeah, who is?
Fuck. Well, the way you guys fuck.
That's a 50-50.
Right. If you give since just say Smoke's the one seed, give them if they play DX.
Juan told me as long as he's breathing, DZ will never beat DX. He fucking guaranteed it.
Aztecs would be able to hang around, but they still need to learn some offense because they run a basic 2 rush, but they can't just. They're basically like OTF from last season, where they can get away with it in D2 because of the athletes that they have. When you go to play in D1, that you're going to have to do something else.
The offense doesn't adjust
to it. Yeah, the offense doesn't adjust to it. You get stopped one or two times, the game's over. You know, and if you start thinking you could just blitz two the whole time, you're sort of asking for an ass kicking in D1, unless you're the Raptors, or you know.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, because we're talking about who can compete. We're going to have teams next season dropping down to
D2.
That's
why now D2 is going to be a little more competitive. It's not going to be
it's going to be it's going to be
as it is now.
I mean, because some of the bottom D1 teams.
Well, because Smoke only played like 3 D2 teams this season anyway.
Yeah.
They played 5 D3 teams. Really,
they played 2 playoff teams, yeah. And they had the second worst strength of schedule.
So I mean, but I mean, I'm not saying that, but that, not just Smoke though. Like fucking Why Not? I think only played 1 D1 team all season.
Why Not
D2.
Played 2? Yeah, lost to 1. Had so it's the like third worst at 24-40.
So it, I don't think the moving around thing is going to make everything better. I don't think there's, and especially next season, those teams won't be able to compete in D1. Because you're talking about the bottom seed being like a certified beating the shit out of all these D2 teams.
And like, when you play D1, it also, like Ronnie brought up a good point, they go up and they play.
You learn a lot.
If they were to come down, it's like playing the game slow motion.
Yeah, you learn a lot. You learn a lot and the game happens faster. You got to figure stuff out. So
that's right. So playoffs this week. Air Raid Bowl is going to be March 3rd.
Yep.
Again, we're going to be doing.
You got the D3 playoffs. At 3 and 4
next week.
Let's just talk about this week.
Yeah.
We just missed it.
I'm just making sure we're to this to go. So we got playoffs coming up 2/25.
Yeah.
Again, stacked both Cypress and Downey locations.
Yep.
Downey plays earlier, Cypress plays later. So you could, in essence, if you wanted to, jump from one location to the next if you wanted to see games. And I know people did that last week. So good luck to those that play. Anything else you want to add before you before we get off?
Fill your brackets out. Ark Info.
Where can we find the link to such brackets?
Link in bio.
No sunflower seeds on the fucking turf.
Yeah. I'll kick you out.
3 or 4 people last week.
Yeah, please put it in a cup, spit it in a bag.
No pets on the turf.
If you spit it on the ground, you're gonna
dogs.
I'm gonna have to ask you to
don't
pick it up.
Don't bring a dog to the turf. You can't. There's a big ass sign that says no dogs. Don't be spitting seeds on the freaking turf.
Yeah, just bring a cup, guys. It's simple. No, water bottle. Any, literally, just McDonald's cup that you have from the night before, you got options. Google Play, Apple Music, Spotify, wherever you get your digital media podcasts, it's available there.
Twitch.
Stream my shit.
All right.
For all of us here, thank you guys for tuning in, making this league what it is. Another episode of the Air Raid Podcast. And gentlemen, we are out of here.